This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Board of Education for Aurora Public Schools has officially named Mark Seglum its acting superintendent. Seglum is the district's chief of staff. He's the sole finalist to temporarily replace Rico Munn, the former superintendent who left last summer. The board is searching for a permanent replacement through an Illinois-based education consulting firm. Aurora is among the largest districts in the state searching for a school superintendent. A new Colorado company is aimed at improving theater accessibility for disabled actors. CPR's Eden Lane has the details.
Actress Jenna Bainbridge and her husband Paul Bearhorst have worked in many Colorado theaters, including Family Theater Company, the creative home for Colorado's theater artists with disabilities. Now the couple has launched a consulting business to help theaters and educational programs create more accessible and inclusive programming and training for disabled artists. Paul Bearhorst says this work is more than just applying the Americans with Disabilities Act.
It's helping theater companies realize you can cast anybody in any role, and we're here to help you get over those hurdles that you think are insurmountable.
Bearhorst says ConsultAbility aims to create spaces where disabled artists can thrive without having to self-advocate. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Hundreds of AmeriCorps and Credit 9 customers in Colorado will get refunds as part of a $200,000 settlement. The two lending companies were violating state law. According to the Attorney General's office, 60% of the funds will go to consumers who experienced cross-lending, and 40% will go to consumers with unsigned agreements. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.